Well, coming back to our theme, I'd like to ask you in summary, what are the principal steps that you need to take to create an effective action mindset?
Well, you have to be prepared to take action. If you are only willing to listen to CDs, but then turn the radio back on and then go home and watch TV and watch your quota of murders and rapes, you're not going to make it. To have an action mindset, you have to agree to yourself, not with us, but with yourself, that you're going to take action. And that's why I would really encourage listeners not only to take the action steps that we've discussed here, by which I mean write down what is your definition of wealth. Write down what it means to be wealthy. Write down your new, more empowering beliefs. And one of them could be, my poverty can help no one, but my wealth can help a lot of people. That is a great, powerful belief system, but write it down as an action step. If you just heard it and you like it, stop the recording and write it down right now. Add it to your list. Then you have to go through and do all these daily affirmations in front of someone else. You have to go to the bank and withdraw $1,000. And as I said, if that doesn't cut it for you, make it $5,000, make it $8,000, make it $20,000 if need be. You have to do these things. We are human beings. We are actually human doings. We have to get out there and do things. The world is full of theorists. Everyone has got ideas. Ideas are funny little things. They only work if you do. You've got to get out there and actually take action. Action results in results. So I would admonish you to have an open mind. Don't always believe everything when you hear it, but be open to the possibility that it may be true. You may think, well, I don't need to write down these silly belief systems, and I certainly don't need to carry $1,000 on my person. But what's the downside of trying? Try it for a month. And if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. What have you lost? You've still got the $1,000. I've had some people say, well, I'm going to lose interest in the bank. For heaven's sake, it's $1,000 at 8% a year. That's worth $80 a year divided by 12. It's worth something like $7 a month, and it's tax deductible, so it's only worth half of that. It's worth about $3.50, not even one Starbucks a month. Don't use that as an excuse not to take $1,000 out of the bank. Taking action of itself is all about a mindset. It's being able to say, you know what, I'm willing to give this a go. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone of watching TV and doing nothing and criticizing everyone else and saying, I'm going to take action. I'm going to give it a go. I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And John, we have a great lineup of presenters here on this program. I would say, listen to what they have to say. They are all, each and every one of them, successful people. The funny thing is, success leaves clues. And these people are willing to share what it is that they do to make themselves successful. The other thought that I'd like to leave people with, John, is that successful people do not do one thing 100% differently. They do 100 things 1% differently. They tweak little things. So listen to all these clues. They go the extra mile. When they have a client, when they have a tenant, if it's real estate we're talking about, or if they have clients in other financial areas, they go the extra mile to make sure they're happy. Talk with them. Meet with them. Let them know that you're a person and understand that they are human beings as well with their own aspirations and dreams. Communicate with them. Go the extra mile. Successful people don't do one thing 100% differently. They do 100 things 1% differently. It's a case, as Tony would say, of constant and never-ending improvement. We can modify what we do, and in the process, we become better people. And to the extent that we're better people, John, we will help more people, and then more money will flow our way. It's the natural law of the universe.
Dolph DeRoos, thank you very much.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you.